So our business editor, Giles Beckford, is in now with what's happening in the financial world, and a very happy new year to you.
Good morning, Philippa.
And so it's not just a new year, it's also the market.
As always, Wall Street records, more records than an HMV shop.
How better to start the year?
For those with a historical bent. Well, the main markets in the US all closed at record levels. Investors still on a high after that US-China trade deal, or the phase one deal, as they're calling it. We're coming up to the quarterly earnings season that's just going to get underway, and that will start to drive sentiment as well. So the Dow Jones Industrial Average, just over the 29,000 level, 29,400, which means that we'll start to have talk about 30,000, because people get all butch and masterful about these things. Of course, it's just a number and it doesn't really matter that much. Our own top 50 index, of course, not missing out. Third consecutive record close on Friday, up more than 0.5%, 11,800. So we'll have our own number fixation, 12,000. And the Kiwi dollar, 66.1 US cents and just over 96 Australian.
And we're already talking inflation and interest rates for the year.
Well, why not?
It's a sort of business sort of thing to do, isn't it?
It's what we do. We have the first of those big numbers of the year at the end of the week. It is inflation for the last 3 months of 2019. As we know, inflation has been missing in action for much of the past 2 or 3 years. And to that extent, central banks around the world have been scratching their heads and cutting interest rates to try and get it back to their target points. Inevitably, that's been around 2%. Well, ASB senior economist Mark Smith is picking a 0.4% rise for the quarter and an annual rate of 1.8%. He says that should keep the Reserve Bank happy and quietly sitting on the sidelines.
In the context of a 1.1% to 3% inflation target, pretty much in the bang in the middle. So, you know, looking at it, you know, the Reserve Bank should be reasonably happy. You know, inflation very much contained, you know, in the inflationary sweet spot, if you like.
And we'll hear more from Mark Smith on that a little later in the programme, around 10, in our big programme, to 10 to 7 or thereabouts.
And you're talking about the Dow Jones looking big and muscly. Well, it's January, so there's a big and muscly meeting in Davos.
Where else would you go? You'd go to the ski slopes of Switzerland to talk international trade, climate, and all the other big economic and social issues. The forum, as you're saying, has often been cynically accused of adding to the problem of global warming, given the hot air that gets expended at its gatherings. Well, last week, the forum issued a report. It listed climate change and related issues as the main risks confronting the world. No ifs, no buts, no maybes. The forum's president, Borgo Brenda, says businesses need to support change and action.
Many companies today understand that they need to change. We're moving from capitalism to talentism. And who wants to work in a company that doesn't take climate change seriously? I think this is also changing the attitude among many companies. And many companies are now pushing their governments to do more. And that's what we want.
Well, here a little bit more from Borgo Brenda in our main bulletin. And we'll also have a look at the manufacturing sector and its prospects for the coming year.